Elissa Walker Campbell is on the air,
asking the questions you want to know
with sports' biggest and best names. Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer Mark Folliwell.
Rick is, I think, just a great guy at handling these situations. I have all the respect in the world for him as a coach, how to manage the roster and knew what all of his guys were capable of doing and or not doing and put them in a position to succeed.
The fastest hour in radio.
Big names, big sports talk.
The Big E Sports Show, hosted by Elissa Walker Campbell.
I'm so delighted to be alongside Eduardo Nájera, the new head coach of the Texas Legends, who had a terrific 12-year career in the NBA. And first of all, welcome to our program, and I just want to say congratulations. What does it mean to you personally and professionally to be returning to Dallas, this time not as a player, but as a head coach, and being reunited with a premier organization?
It means a lot, obviously. Played for the Mavericks for a long time. I want to believe that I gave it my best as an athlete, and not coming back, giving the opportunity, them believing in me, not only in the front office but as a coach. I mean, I'm excited, and I'm really blessed to be in this position.
You were named head coach in the month of August. Kind of take us through what have the past couple of months been like for you, because you hit the ground running, and Eddie, you didn't have a whole lot of time to exhale, did you?
Well, actually, I made that decision like early July, and Donnie started talking to me about my possibilities, you know, of life after basketball, and we talked about obviously the Legends, and I was very intrigued about the coaching position. At that time, I think that we were talking about possibly being an assistant, but I flat out told him, I said, "Listen, I think I'm ready to take over, you know, and I will embrace the opportunity." And he actually agreed to it. But ever since then, it's been really busy. Later on, we kind of announced it to everybody that I was going to be the head coach. And so far, it's been great for the fans. Now we got players excited coming back, and hopefully I'll do a good job.
And of course, you're going to be managing multiple roles, of course, as the head coach, a minority owner, a front office position with the Dallas Mavericks. And I have to ask you, Eddie, how has the NBA, your former experience, how has that helped prepare you for this very moment in your life?
Well, obviously, I want to believe that I sort of got a master's degree in terms of basketball. And I played the game the right way. I actually had the best coaches in the history of the NBA. So I think that I learned from the best, and that really gonna give me the right preparation. Although I still gotta find out myself as a coach, my own identity. But I think that I laid the right foundation to begin with, and obviously I have a lot of help. Donnie was a coach as well. We have Dale Harris as the GM. We have Nancy as well, that she's, they all actually giving me positive feedback, and I know that I got a great staff, and hopefully it'll be an easy transition.
And you are a man of many firsts. You've been an ambassador in your country in many ways, a pathfinder and such a source of inspiration. What has the reaction and the feedback been from the Latino and the Hispanic fans?
It's been great. I had a few trips to Mexico, and everybody knows, and I think that they're going to become Legends fans. They were already Mavericks fans. I want to believe that the Mavericks, since I play here, since I actually started my career here with Dallas, he became like the team favorite in throughout the country. So now it seems like the Legends are going to be seen in Mexico and followed by basketball fanatics, and I think that the reaction was amazing.
You know, Eddie, it's kind of been a whirlwind year for you. I mean, was it a difficult decision for you to make that, to come over and to be a head coach, or was it pretty easy knowing that you were going to have the opportunity to be working with Dale and Nancy and so many of the others?
Well, the thing about me as a basketball player, you know, I've always played the right way, and I give it my all. I mean, obviously, that was kind of like my trademark. And it was basically because I had to play extra hard because I was not as talented as the other guys, so it was easier for me to walk away because my body was breaking down towards the end, and I know that I couldn't really play at the same levels I used to. I don't think my body was going to hold up. So the opportunity of being one of the head coaches in the U.S., the professional leagues in the U.S. You know, I mean, there's only 50 jobs, and just being having one of those jobs, I thought it was excellent opportunity for me. I spoke with my family, and it made perfect sense, you know. So it was really not that complicated to give up playing basketball.
What was it like for you at the press conference to hear one of the best owners in sports, Mark Cuban, to have such high praise for you, the fondness in the heart, in his heart? He said you have a special place in his heart. What was going through your mind when you heard him talk about you?
You know what? He kind of talked about the first time that we met, and obviously I actually didn't know that he made the choice of bringing me into the Mavericks. So it meant a lot. Obviously, he's a well-respected businessman. He's very intelligent, and not only that, he's a big-time basketball fanatic, and I just love the idea that he was the one that brought me into the Mavericks family. And obviously I thought that I did well, and especially like when he worked me out, I thought that was kind of funny, because that was the second time I met him, and I didn't want to beat him up too much, but he gave me no choice. And you know, I had great times with him, some sad times as well. You know, I can remember like losing in the Western Finals, game six, and I know that he was just as passionate as I was and as the team was. And you know, it's just a blessing, you know, that I got to know him.
I thought it was great, though, that Mark was a bit nostalgic, and he talked about you'd been the 38th pick in the 2000 overall draft, and that he was the point person as far as with his selection of you. So kind of take us back. I mean, what was it like to play 2-on-2 against him? I mean, that's pretty unconventional, going against your potential boss, right?
Well, I was coming from a really tough workout in Chicago, you know. So I'm walking in, and I figured that the Mavericks are going to have a bunch of players, you know, because they did have 4 picks. So I'm like looking forward to the guys that are going to get drafted and possibly like kick some butt. But then I walk into the basketball court, and I see Kiki Vandeweghe, Mark Cuban, and Gallo. I don't know how to say his last name, so I'm not even going to try it. And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, okay, so what's the workout? So he was playing 3-on-3 with 2 other players, and it was basically the 3 players that are trying to make it to the NBA against 3 guys that, you know, were a little older. I got to admit, though, they did pretty well.
Mark was shooting really well. Obviously,
I was going to say, does Mark have game? Can he play?
He could shoot.
He could shoot.
I don't know about his game. I mean, I don't know about the drill and all that stuff, but he can definitely shoot.
Well, perhaps it's an open invitation. I'll take him on, right?
I already asked him.
You did.
Now that I don't have to be as active, you know, I still like shooting the ball. So I told him, I said, we got to stop playing horse and perhaps, you know, take it back to the old good days. And I told him, I said, I can beat him easily.
You had, Eddie, such a rewarding 12-year career in the NBA. And I thought it was great. You had just talked about so many of the great coaches and systems that you've had the opportunity to be a part of. How do you define, or how is your identity as a coach going to be? I mean, do you want to be a defensive-minded coach like head coach Rick Carlisle?
Well, yes, that's the way I play. And obviously, my philosophy would be towards defense more so than offense, but you know, you never know. I'm enjoying like the X's and O's part of the game. I'm studying the game more than I used to, of course. But the beauty of it is that I'm stealing like different things from different coaches, and I just got to get it together. And if it makes sense, I'll do it that way. But yes, I'm gonna emphasize defense because that's the way I play. Those intangibles that are to me and to everybody, I think it's like real important for a game. And I definitely would beat on my guys towards defense, but offensively, I think I want to be like a fun team, you know, running up and down the court, like not trying to run every single play. I'm not going to have that many rules, but I want to make it as exciting because this is for the players, you know. I think that I understand my position, but my position is to actually get these guys better and perhaps make them to accomplish their dreams, which is making it to the NBA.
And have an efficient, free-flowing offense is what I'm hearing you say. But how do you, and you're going to understand this as a former player, how do you develop a cohesive unit? Because as you just said, there's so many different individuals. They're trying to take their game to the next level, and you want them to have a we mentality, not a me mentality. How do you do that?
Well, that's the biggest challenge in basketball, and not just in the development league, I think in the NBA as well. I mean, I play for teams that we went separate ways, and again, I think you gotta make it fun for them. You gotta make sure that you talk to them all the time, and you have to like make them understand that we're here for them, and that if they do the right thing, they'll make it to the NBA. So I think that it's going to be at times some challenges, and I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. You'll be very conscientious of team building. So let's look ahead a little bit. November 1st, we got the draft coming up. What kind of players are you looking to secure and to bring into the Eddie Nahara system?
Well, as a coach, you know, you always want to have a great point guard, a great leader on the basketball court, because, you know, he's probably the guy who's going to represent you in there. So we're looking at different options, and then you also have to have a great center. The rest of the players, I think that they're hard to get, but you know, there's more of them, but there's not great point guards and centers, and that's what I'm looking for. That's what I was telling some of the our GM and our president, you know, that's what I was demanding, because if we want to be a great basketball team, I need to fill out those two positions, and then the rest we can figure it out as we go on.
Perhaps will we see some Eddie Nahara type of player or prototype out there, as far as one that played with so much passion? Because I will bring up the point that Donnie Nelson said this at your press conference: you weren't the most athletically gifted or perhaps could jump the highest or have blazing speed, but it was your ticker, it was your heart, it was you always gave 110% when you were out on the court.
We definitely want to get a few guys that have that motor. That's what we call it, you know, in basketball terms. So I think that those type of guys are the ones that are going to play kind of like me. They're going to be passionate, and they're going to give it all on the basketball court. So, yes, we can look forward to having some of those guys. If not, I'm going to try to convert them into the basketball that I played back in the day, so we'll see what happens.
Well, back in the day, and Dale Harris brought up a great story as far as when you were with the Dallas Mavericks, the Houston Rockets, the team that initially had assigned you, that you got, it was Yao Ming. He was just like, you know, pounding you guys in the paint, and you were subbed in. You did a great job fronting on the block, and you completely shut him down.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great story. I actually couldn't believe that Dale was remembering that story. But it was a great one. I actually had career high in steals. I think I had 7 steals against Yao Ming, which the most important thing is that we won the game.
That's exactly right.
And so it worked. But those are the good old days from Don Nelson, where he always like tried to get mismatches. And I guarantee you, I'm going to be a bit like Nelly in the future, you know, and I'm going to try to explore his basketball style, and hopefully I do a good job as well.
We're getting ready to wrap it up, but talk about, what are your expectations? What are some of the short-term, long-term goals that you have for your team this year with the Texas Legends?
Of course, you know, making the playoffs will be our first goal. Obviously, it's going to take a lot of dedication, a lot of work to get there. I believe that will be our first time to do it, so I'm setting the bar really high, but I think that if we get the right players and we work the right way, I think that we can accomplish that.
And of course, the season is just around the corner. You guys will pack your bags and head back up to Oklahoma in Tulsa this time. And I know you're looking forward to that season opener. Tell us a little bit about that.
Of course I am. Obviously, I'm an OU Sooner. I enjoy going back to Oklahoma, anywhere in Oklahoma. And I'm looking forward to this challenge. They actually do have a very good team. But I'm also looking forward to seeing my friends. You know, I got friends that live in Tulsa that went to school with me, and you know, I think it's going to be a great time for myself. But I'm looking forward mainly to getting a victory out there.
And when is the home opener here in Frisco?
It's on the 28th. That's our first game,
and it's against Austin, right?
It is against Austin. Obviously, I'm looking forward to our fans bringing that electricity, that magic into our arena, and hopefully we do a good job as well.
Eddie, congratulations, and we look forward to coming out and following your team. Thanks so much for stopping by.
My pleasure.
You bet, and drop by our radio website at eradiosports.com for more exclusive interviews.